Too many so-called Christians are asking the wrong question. Instead of wondering how to honour God through their holiness, they're asking themselves, what can I get away with? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Perhaps you think I'm being harsh, judgmental. Then why is it that I know so many people who call themselves Christians, but who then, for example, watch TV shows with graphic sex scenes in them? If they had Jesus over for dinner that night, would they really sit down with him and watch that same show after they'd put the dishes away? Really? Oh, Bernie, you're being so religious, so pharisaical, so out of touch. Well, perhaps I am. But let's just take in the Word of God and come back to that. Leviticus chapter 20, verses 7 and 8. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. The three words there, consecrate, holy, and sanctify, are all basically the same Hebrew word, which means to be clean, pure, hallowed, and set apart for God. And why should we be that? Because he is the Lord our God. Why should we obey him, keep his statutes and do them? Because he is our Lord who wants to partner with us in this venture by sanctifying us. In both cases, the answer to the why question is that he is the Lord our God. Or is he? Is he truly the Lord of your life? I'm asking the hard question here because this really matters. Have you made Jesus the Lord of your life? Well, if you have, stop cutting corners. Stop asking, how much can I get away with? It's simply the wrong question if he is the Lord your God. That's his word, fresh for you today. The critics will tell you that obeying God constricts your life, whereas in truth, it sets you free, opens new doors, fills you with hope. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called More Hope Than You Can Ever Imagine. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.